The World Health Organization declared that a mysterious strain of atypical pneumonia affecting hundreds of people in Asia is a new disease. The number of people suffering from the illness in that city has almost doubled overnight. A mysterious pneumonia has spread among hundreds of people in China and dozens in Hong Kong and Hanoi. The World Health Organization has declared it a new communicable disease. Peter Cordingley, a WHO information officer in Manila, says the disease is not believed to be airborne. However, the illness poses a serious threat to health workers and other people caring for symptomatic patients.
While there is evidence of infections going beyond people very close to the people who have fallen ill, the vast majority of cases are medical workers, and our belief is that this infection can be passed only by direct and sustained contact with somebody who's infected.
WHO officials also claim that the illness, which has killed at least 7 people in Asia, is treatable. Some Hong Kong patients, given a combination of antiviral drugs, steroids and respiratory support, have shown improvement. Doctors say a virus and not a bacteria is the likely cause of the illness. And while at least 400 people in Asia have symptoms resembling the disease, experts have not yet determined if the outbreaks in different countries are linked. The disease, which WHO officials have named severe acute respiratory syndrome, starts with flu-like symptoms. It is characterized by a rapid deterioration in patients' respiratory systems. The World Health Organization released a rare warning to airlines on Sunday, saying that sick passengers might spread the disease on planes. A number of Asian governments have recommended that their citizens avoid non-essential travel to Hong Kong, Hanoi, and China. Aside from WHO scientists, Japanese and American experts are helping governments in Hong Kong, China, and Hanoi trace the origin of the illness. Hong Kong's Health Secretary, Dr. Yeo-In Kiong, says scientists have found the index or original patient in the Hong Kong outbreak.
It's really through a lot of detective work that we have now gradually traced back most likely individual that was the source of the infection. But this is still based on the circumstantial and epidemiological evidence, because that patient came in with fever, did not present with pneumonia.
One Hong Kong hospital saw a dramatic increase in sick patients on Monday. 95 patients are being treated with flu-like symptoms, but more than 80 have developed atypical pneumonia, double Sunday's figures. Of the 7 deaths related to atypical pneumonia in Asia, 5 were in mainland China last month. One patient believed to have infected at least 40 hospital staff in Hanoi died upon returning to Hong Kong. One Hanoi hospital worker also died over the weekend. Kath Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.